And you said that, does she have any children?
No.
So you never had any, what is it, your sister's kids?
Oh, they're gone, and she had four, actually, but the firstborn died when he was just an infant, and then she had three girls after that.
So they were your,
nieces.
Okay, but, and, okay.
But they moved off, and she's my great niece here that lives here. She was one of her daughters.
Oh.
Adopted child.
Oh, okay.
And she passed away when she was just 52, so.
So your sister never had any boys?
She had the oldest one was a boy, the one that passed away as an infant.
Oh, so that he would have been your. Mm-hmm. He'd have been your nephew. Okay.
That's right. But then I have a sister who was born after her, who has three boys.
So you have.
But there's just one living in town and one lives elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
And then yet one of them just has died as well.
So, were you in your sister's wedding?
No, I was quite little when they all got married, and I was, like, I was born in 34, and one of them got married in, like, 38 and 36, so, those two girls, anyway.
So you were just too
right.
young?
Yeah, I never attended any of their weddings, because then the others married elsewhere, two of them did. I don't know. I didn't go to Rose's either. So.
And what were weddings like back then?
I don't know. They just.
Did you have the?
Everything was their life then was a lot more joyful, I'll tell you, and nice. You know, they used to have parties for any little thing, but they were it was all good, clean polka things, like, you know, and fun gatherings that they had. In those days.
Is there a special word you use for wedding parties?
A special what?
Word. Have you ever heard of, like, chivalry, or?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You have heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know, because I've heard of that people, I heard they have pots and pans, or do you?
Probably did, but see, that was, when I came along,
that was,
things kind of changed, and it wasn't quite like that.
That's kind of old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Do people have, you know, people who weren't, or maybe were in their family that were in their weddings? I mean, like, now you may have a woman who's, you know, that you name your maid of honor or something. I mean, do they have stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
At the weddings?
Oh, yeah.
What did they have?
Yeah, sure, they all have maid of honors and... Then just so many, it depends on the couple how many they have, other than, you know, like the two main ones, and they have how many more they want if they want it.
And men get to have, they choose someone to be their person?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a term that you call people who are like in your family, but maybe... Not in your direct family, not in your immediate family. Like what you'd maybe call your cousin or something. Like, you know, people who are related to you but scattered around, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, would you call them relatives or just family or?
Just relatives.
You just call them relatives.
Yeah. At least the way I do. I don't know how it might have been way back.
Yeah. However you do it. Okay, that's great. Are you sure you don't want to sit down?
No, I'm doing fine, hon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've been sitting there for quite a spell.
Okay.